Welcome to The Clopen Effect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
Dude.
What the heck?
I was just going to say, I've had a rough couple of fucking
You have.
Weeks.
Tell everybody what happened and why we actually had to do like a bonus highlights.
Because I was sick.
You were sicker than a dog.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know what, everybody? You can be sick and it not be COVID, okay? So anyways, the neighbor was sick and he, as soon as he started feeling sick, he stayed away from us. He went and got tested
right,
for COVID.
Right.
And he didn't have it, you know, whatever. And then it hit Johnny. He was on the couch. And Johnny's not like that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, Johnny will work through a cold. That's not that. He was on the couch. So.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know, we had had plans with some friends. And I was like, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't come over because, like, Johnny's sick. And, like, I kind of felt crappy, but we had just turned on the heat.
Yeah. So you never know if it's like allergies
right.
or something like that. Yeah, that happens
to me
too.
You know, that first day you turn on the heat.
Nose gets dry
yeah.
and you're just like, what the heck?
Yeah.
It's like scratchy throat.
Yeah. And, you know, for the last 2 years now, God forbid anything happens, you freak out.
Oh, yeah. So oh, yeah.
You're like, this is it.
This is it.
I got the
this
Rona.
This is how I die. Yeah, that's what I always say whenever something happens. I'm like, this is it. This is how I die.
So, which is really crazy because it was exactly 1 year since I had
yeah,
Rona.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
And you're both vaccinated. Is your neighbor vaccinated?
Yeah. Yes.
And all three got sick.
Yes.
So it was just a regular cold,
yeah,
regular flu. And so
sick.
It happens.
Yeah. And I was really
But it
sick.
Took you down.
Well, and, you know, I was like all depressed because my fucking car broke down.
Mm.
So I was like stranded out in the city thanks to one of our nice coworkers
yeah.
came and picked me up because she was near there.
Wow.
Thankfully.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then, so yeah, that cost me a bunch of money. And then now my car's in the shop again.
Yeah, what was this time?
I'm just a piece of shit.
I was just telling Steve about that. I'm like, first it was $500, now it's $1,500. He's
yeah.
like, what's the second time?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not sure. What's going on with that?
Bearings. I got to get my bearings replaced.
And he asked if it's more expensive right now because of the shortages.
Probably.
Is it a little higher?
Also,
okay.
The place I go to has like a fucking, like if you... schedule maintenance, you're not getting in for like 3 weeks.
Oh, no kidding.
But
I need
like,
an oil change. Can they still do that, you think, at my dealership? Off the call.
Well, this time I didn't take it to the fucking dealership. Fuck them. I
yeah,
hate them.
Yeah.
Now I'm boycotting the dealership.
Oh, boy. You're not going to be able to go anywhere anymore.
I know. I'm just staying at home and, you know, hopefully the few grocery stores around us don't piss me off.
You know what? Makes everything better, and I'm pretty sure the Golden Girls would appreciate this.
Yeah.
What makes everything better?
Cheesecake!
Cheesecake!
And we got
Katie!
Yay!
So it doesn't matter what kind of day you
yep.
have, how much you have to spend on your
yep.
car, what's going on with
yep.
anything in life, because Katie can bake you a cheesecake.
Yep.
That's so exciting.
They're
Thanks for joining us.
Delicious. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my
I've
gosh.
I've been super excited about this.
I know. We've been talking about it for a while, since Meredith's birthday.
Yeah.
Because I got Katie to make some treats for
yes,
your birthday.
For my 39th, the
I
middle of October.
I was going to bring my sign tonight. I'm still
oh,
going to
yeah.
take, I still have to take the selfie with
yes.
that cake sign that
yeah.
says I lost count.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I used to keep count of how many cheesecakes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
The whole first year,
yeah.
I knew how many cheesecakes
yeah.
that I had baked.
Yeah.
Now I've no
so
idea.
How many years has it been? And we're just tell us everything. I just want to know
tell
everything.
Us every,
tell us
spill
everything.
The tea.
Oh, not the beans? Oh,
no.
Sorry.
No.
Too stinky.
Drew's going to be like, they're 3 minutes in and they're already talking about it. Check mark on his list.
We haven't talked about poop yet.
Shit, it's been a while.
Well, I mean, you're talking to the perfect person. Yeah, COVID hit. I was a server bartender for about 18 years at that point.
Oh, wow.
Almost going on 19. And that was the longest vacation I didn't ask for.
Ooh,
yeah.
I bet.
And I've always had two jobs. So after all the spring cleaning, I refurbished a whole, I mean, she can attest to this. I had that kitchen table or the coffee
yes.
table out on my driveway
yes.
for like a month. I took the whole thing apart by hand. I sanded it. I did all, whatever. I did everything I could, and then I had nothing left to do in my
oh,
house.
So it was just to keep you busy.
I had nothing left to do in my
and
house.
And you tried
so
a couple different businesses.
I did.
Yeah. I mean, not just in the last 2 years, but,
oh, I,
you know.
Yeah, I was a
yeah.
jewelry maker from,
yeah.
like, 2007 until right
oh,
before
wow,
this.
Wow,
yeah.
wow.
I tried lots of different things, but jewelry saturated. I knew I wanted to own a business of some sort, but I had always worked
boss.
In food industry. Mm-hmm. So I had a passion for serving people. I had a passion for being nice and making me money. So at that point, 3 months in to not having a job, I decided my dad, that Thanksgiving before COVID hit, I made a cheesecake. And he's like, you got to be making this stuff.
Really?
So he gave you the idea. Yeah.
Describe this cheesecake. Describe this cheesecake, though.
That I made him?
Yeah.
Because it is the OG cheesecake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
People always ask me when they can't decide a flavor, I always go with the OG. So it's literally just a traditional graham cracker crust, a plain cheesecake, and I put mini chocolate chips in it.
Ooh.
And then I just smother that baby in gooey caramel.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So that's it.
And what's in your caramel? Like, how do you put it on there without melting the cheesecake?
The one that I made him was literally just the Smuckers.
Oh, my God.
In a squeeze.
Like the ice cream topping or whatever?
It was just the ice cream topping.
Yeah. Wow.
But now I actually use the Kraft caramels that you can, like, So it's, like, that gooier, sticky caramel.
Yeah.
Because I just learned over time, now that I've been doing it for a little bit longer, that, you know, as I'm selling them now through the bakery, as they sit for a couple days at store-bought caramel.
Sure,
just
of course. It has to be more of a homemade.
Yeah.
And
you're just kind of like, what is that? So I just got really bored and decided to one day make a public Facebook post on my personal Facebook page.
Oh, that you are officially a cheesecake baker.
And I made it a public post. It was like, hey, Mother's Day is coming.
Yes.
And this was Mother's Day 2020.
It was Mother's Day 2020.
Okay.
2020.
Yeah.
The week of, actually. And I made about 200 cheesecakes.
Oh, my God. I remember everybody was trying to help you deliver them.
Everyone was trying to help me.
Holy cow.
I forgot about that.
So get this. It's literally the day before Mother's Day. Or was it Mother's Day?
I think you went out on Mother's Day.
Yeah. My mother and my father drove an hour and a half. They live out in the southern suburbs. They drove out to me on Mother's Day, my own mother, to help me deliver all these cheesecakes. Like, I literally was all over
you have
the Northwestern.
Friends and family everywhere.
I grew up out in Roselle. Yeah. And I went to high school that had 7 different towns feeding into it. So, I knew a lot of people everywhere. My parents had friends in Chicago I had cheesecakes delivery all the way to Chicago.
Yeah. And everyone wanted to support you, right?
Right. Yeah. And it just like.
At one point where you're like, oh shit, what did I do?
They were dirt cheap. That's why I was like, oh shit, what did I do?
That's why. So how big were they and how much did you sell them for?
They were 10 inches and I was selling them.
Which is a decent size.
Yeah, it is big.
I was selling them for fucking
$5. Yeah.
With no delivery.
Oh my God.
And driving an hour for some of these, if not more. But that's, I guess, as I've learned, what people say you have to do in order to start a business. You have to lose in order to gain.
Yeah, it's true.
I lost.
I'm sure.
7 hours in 10 days.
Oh my God, from making all of them?
From making, because I have one rack and I only have one set of pans and everybody was ordering one size. So I could only bake one damn cheesecake at a time.
And you only got
that
one oven.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I only have one oven. I literally was up.
Oh my God.
For 24 hours straight, like days in a row.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then I was snapping on everybody.
I'm sure. Oh my God.
They were trying to ask me questions and help and think, oh my God, bless them.
Right.
Bless
of course.
My parents and my husband for dealing with me that
and
day.
Still be around. They're
and
still like,
be around.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know your husband's around. I saw him.
Yeah.
So.
He's still hanging on. And now he just. You know, he's gained a little weight now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Cheesecakes, which we've been trying to do this for a long time. Yeah. So
you just did all of this out of your house, one rack, one pan.
Yep.
On one post.
And that shit blew up.
And you were just like, wow, now how do I make money?
And I gained a passion for it.
Yeah.
I started seeing such a positive outlook or, you know, like a response to it.
Oh,
and
like
customer service wise, people are just like, she's the nicest. It's so easy. I was organized because I'm also very OCD.
Yeah.
So I was actually, I had spreadsheets and invoice. Everyone got an invoice and they're like, wait, you're doing this all by yourself on your home? And
I'm like, yeah.
How else am I going to keep track of it if I don't do that? So, I mean, even for tax purposes,
of course,
I had everything ready. Documented. Yeah. I kept all the money separate. And then,
boom.
Yeah, she knew exactly where I was going with
that. I knew exactly where you were going because I was pissed.
I've heard some of the story. I can't wait to hear it all.
It was very unfortunate. So it was also another holiday.
Okay.
It was the week of Valentine's.
Another big one.
Another big one. Actually, probably now bigger than Mother's Day.
And that's
Mother's
this year
Day.
Now. So now we're it in was... 2021 Valentine's or before Mother's Day last year?
Before Mother's Day last year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I get a knock at my door. I just so happen to be baking cheesecake. But I get a knock at the
door. There's no hiding that, right?
Yeah, there's no hiding when you open the door. Right? There's no hiding it now. They knew exactly what I was doing. And it was the health department.
At your house.
Yeah. At my house.
No.
Now, here's the thing about that. Nobody was able to pick up from me.
Right.
I delivered.
Yeah.
And I am, as you knew, as you met me, you thought my name was like KT. Like,
right,
nobody
right.
Nobody knew
when you first came
name.
Down here, I was like, all right, tell me what your name is. Like, I don't know much. I just, but I purposely do that. I don't ask anything before they come because I want to know it all, you know.
My Facebook name is not my name.
Right. So basically, they can't find you.
How?
Right, exactly. Right?
So it had to be somebody you know, you mean?
Like next
shocking
in the neighborhood
and it maybe yeah
wow
I think, yeah. But so they came knocking at my door and they basically told me I didn't get a fine
thank God
but they did tell me like cease and desist and I was able to ask them okay well what was the complaint
and they did tell
they
you
they can't tell you who but they can tell you what and it wasn't nobody got sick. Nobody made a complaint that they found something in it or whatever that your mind goes to.
Of course. Like, what did I do wrong?
I've been working in the service industry for 18 years.
You know.
When somebody calls the health department, it's usually because, oh, my God, I got sick. Or they found something gross
in
it.
Or something.
And they want it. Instead of coming to me, they went to the health department.
Oh, there's where that fake nail went.
good thing.
Yeah. You do not. You don't even have nail polish
on. No, I don't. I bite my nails too much.
Oh, no.
Anxiety much?
Sounds like you're busy. So they said?
They said it was because I didn't have a business license.
Oh, did you say that you applied?
I just went this morning, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I just went this morning. No, and she asked me, she knew what I was doing, and she got very emotional.
Oh.
Like, she was just doing her job.
Right,
you know?
Right.
That's her job. She was handed my case. She got told to come basically tell me, you got to stop doing it where you're doing, and this is why. It's a temperature-sensitive product, and I get that.
Okay.
Hey, guess what? A baked cheesecake has egg and cheese.
Yeah.
Keep it refrigerated.
Yeah.
Is basically what she was saying. But if somebody got sick or... You know, my kitchen has not been inspected. It's not on. So I get it. It needs to be in a kitchen that's
not used for anything else. Yeah.
Yeah. The health department knows where it's at so they can come and do the surprise inspections, yada, yada, yada. But it was the week of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I had so many orders. So I had to cancel them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I ended up doing is I actually just emailed every single customer that I had. Orders for, and I told them exactly what was going on because I'm a very honest and open person.
Of course.
But at the same time, these people had orders, and in my head, I'm like, if you had an order for a holiday, you're not going to call the health department on me.
Right.
Because you just paid me for a cheesecake and then you're not going to get it. Wait, what? So I had an inkling. So I emailed every single one of those customers and they're like, well, I'm so sorry that happened to you, but I've always known.
Right.
Made it out
so
of
it
your
was
house.
Someone that maybe didn't order. Right. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was very open with the fact that I was making it out of my house. So if you're not comfortable with that, then don't buy it.
Right.
But yeah. So.
But this is all like blessing in disguise.
It was,
yeah. Yeah. Right? I'm excited because of where she's at now.
I know. Yeah.
So keep going. This is so great.
In the restaurant industry, I was really just starting to get very beat down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a very happy-go-lucky person, and that was always the thing that made me my money.
Yeah.
Was my outgoing personality, my ability to just, like, open up and talk with people and have conversation very easily.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? But then everything just got political.
Yes.
And about one thing in particular.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. COVID. Let's just
Okay. Yeah.
Listen, if you go out to dinner, your servers don't want to have a debate with you about your political stance.
Oh, right. That's too bad.
I've had people at the store be like, well, who did you vote for? I'm like, does it fucking matter?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
because guess what? If my opinion does not match up with yours, my tip then is affected.
Yeah. I'm still going to serve you and I'm still, you know, but then if they don't like her, they have that ability.
Yeah.
And it's just,
that's, you know,
what a shame.
And then
people are jerks.
It just, I ended
we
up,
really have turned, haven't
we?
It's a, but anyways, well, let's make it happy now.
So I'm, that's just it, is I wasn't happy anymore. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly I found something that was making me happy, potentially being taken away from me.
Yeah.
So I took the steps and I'm like, okay, well, what do I have to do?
Yeah.
And it was that day actually that the health department came to my house that my cousin who owns a bakery made a job posting.
Oh, jeez.
And I had called her and she thought I was kidding because I was like, well, what if I just up and quit my job and come work for you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And which then, is kind of crazy because we had Jenna and Abby on, and that's like what Jenna did.
Very similar.
She was like, okay, you're going to open a bakery? I'm going to come work with you,
you
know? Like,
and that, you know, because I didn't want to lose what I thought and I saw was becoming such a great thing.
Yeah, such like, potential,
so
yeah.
What if I come work for you? I get more bakery experience.
Yeah.
And then on my day off, I come bake my cheesecake, and then whatever I sell out of the bakery, you get a profit of
portion of
and here I am almost 2 years later.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Such a great story.
So what bakery can they go to go
they can
and
go
get
to the Sugar Circle in Woodstock.
In Woodstock,
Sugar
Illinois.
Sugar Circle.
Yeah.
What a cute name.
I know. Joke because it's on the historic Woodstock Square, so I say it's the circle in the square.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cute.
That's amazing.
You know
what a great story.
So when I got married, we had a bridal shower for me, and my aunt, who lives south, she was like, oh, I'll get cupcakes. And so this was like eight years ago, 9 years ago now.
Oh, shut up.
And she was like, I found this really cute place up by where you live that I'm going to stop and get cupcakes from. And we got married in Vegas. If people listening don't know, we got married in Vegas. She came in with the cutest cupcakes. They were all Vegas themed decks of cards, the Vegas Welcome to Vegas sign. She got them from the Sugar Circle.
Stop it. Oh, wow.
So your cousin has owned this for how long?
Going over 10 years.
Yeah.
Because when I started, that's about the vibe that I got was she's been open for 10 years. She used to be over by the movie theater.
Okay.
In Woodstock?
Yes.
Okay.
So off the square.
Yeah. But now she's actually in the square.
But now she's actually on the square.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's next to like the Remax. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
So. And for people who are listening that aren't from our area, Woodstock, Illinois is where the movie Groundhog Day starring Bill Murray was made. Woo, we're famous.
He has Woodstock Willie. Comes to our store
frequently
during those times. So if there's any advertisement going on, we have, you know, Woodstock Willie.
That's awesome. So neat.
Stopping in to say hello.
So you only had one rack and one pan. How much do you have now at the bakery?
At the
bakery?
As much
as she needs.
six racks, and I now have three of each, eight, nine,
Side.
And ten.
Okay.
And then I have 21...
Okay, so a little more than a couple years ago.
I have a little bit more.
I got a little more room, too.
Let's just say this. I can get everything that I bake for the bakery, which is about 15 cheesecakes plus some.
Yeah.
In about 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Where that would take me
24 full hours.
About a whole day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how often are you there? If people want to come visit you.
I am there actually Thursday.
No creepers, please.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. I work every day that we're open. So.
And what is it again? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
We're open Thursday through Saturday.
Okay.
8 a.m. until 2 p.m. We did just change our hours. I'm not sure if it's for Friday, too. I just got my schedule. But for Thursday, it's 8 a.m. until 5.
Okay. Oh,
good. We're extending the hours. We did just open up our Thanksgiving orders as Ooh. Well.
Yeah, I saw that.
I just saw her post. So
yeah.
For other things, you know, she's yeah. got pecan pie and mm-hmm. like all this other yummy stuff for Thanksgiving. So she's got her orders open. My orders are open until Thursday. Only because, yeah, cheesecake does take.
So how are you related?
So her...
Sorry, I had to cough.
She's like,
it's like I start laughing and then it gets, I know.
I start wheezing. You get that tickle. Yeah. You have to.
Okay. I'm
good so, now. How are you related?
Her grandpa and my grandma were brother and sister.
Okay. Oh, wow. So that's so amazing.
We're like, what is it?
Bakers in the family.
I don't know, cousin, probably third cousin twice removed
or yeah. something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our moms are cousins.
Okay. We always yeah. joke about that.
Oh, that's so neat.
So, and it's funny you're talking about cousins because I just met one of Johnny's family members
yeah.
who is a cousin that I never met, and she's from Florida,
mm-hmm.
and they just got a Portillo's in Orlando.
Ooh.
How nice. Exciting is that?
But I bet there's a long line. I just met her.
Yeah.
You know, so
yes.
the same thing,
yes.
you know, and to find out too that her grandma and her grandpa used to babysit or like come over
oh, wow.
to my grandparents' house with me all the time. So like yeah. I knew her mom and like her grandma, her
Gosh.
Grandpa and all that, but I never grew up with her.
Yeah.
She's about my older brother's age.
Yeah.
But then...
So what is her specialty? I'm curious.
Like wedding cakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's a decorator as well?
She's a custom bakery, so okay. she specializes in like custom wedding cakes, birthday cakes,
which is why you
cookies.
Have just those few days
also,
that you're open, right?
Okay.
She also specializes in some very delicious cinnamon rolls.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. We'll have so to go out there sometime.
Every day
Katie
we're
comes
open.
Home sometimes on Sundays, and I see she gets out of the car with
a plastic
bag. And I'm like, oh, shit, I hope she comes over here.
You
she
walk like, over there with your plastic knife. Can I just have a little slice?
Well, I see her. She'll like go visit all the neighbors, you know, yeah. and I'm like, come on, come over here.
She's
come
coming over here. See, it's true.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah. yeah. And they're huge.
She just got a printer too, which is
oh,
so much
yeah,
fun.
Yeah,
an
yeah, like an
printer.
Art. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So she's
Sorry,
been
I'm
having
coughing.
Fun. How dare you?
It's almost like she had COVID or something.
I'm so sorry. I saw, like, my nose is all crusty and dry. I have zits on my face from wearing my mask.
Oh you want to? Yeah, you want to talk about that?
I'm just falling apart.
Yeah.
Falling apart.
It's my most favorite thing about having to wear masks. I'll comply. I'll wear them.
Yeah.
I won't complain. I will complain about the acne that I have in my mid-30s
yeah.
now due to a mask.
Yeah.
And I wash it. Don't tell, like,
yeah.
before anybody's like, well, wash your face or wash your mask. Yeah,
we do.
I do that
You have
shit.
To. But yeah. You work in a bakery. Everything has to be clean at least to start.
Sweat our asses off.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Inside
I'm
of the
working
mask.
In a 100-degree bakery with a mask covering my face that I can barely breathe in all day. So, yeah, I'm covered in acne now, and I love it.
So... Sorry, I had to take another cough break.
Aww.
I'm not sick, but you know, it's like,
I know it just, you know, that happened after COVID last year. You constantly had that like tickle
yeah.
or whatever in your
yes.
throat. It's the same thing.
It's my long haul.
Yeah.
Well, it's my long haul COVID is that I'll be talking and all of a sudden like my spit goes down wrong
it's,
or
yeah,
I get a
it just
tickle.
Tickles.
And like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
that's happened a couple times in my life, but.
But it
Since
was a
I
lot.
Had COVID, it
yeah.
is
happening more.
Constantly.
And now you're just getting over this cold.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's
yeah.
going to, like, any little thing
probably,
that you do.
It's probably a false negative.
Yeah. No. I mean, you definitely didn't have it. You're not coughing all over your microphone right now. So, no, I'm not worried about it. It's your microphone. No one else uses it. So.
I know. This one's mine. I can lick it if I want to.
That would be a weird noise. Please don't lick it.
Is that why I'm sick? Because you never cleaned
no.
mine. Thanks, Meredith.
Just kidding. No, lick it. Everyone that likes ASMR would be like, oh, that's cool.
Like,
I know, that's so like an aggressive hot. ASMR.
That was our fingernails, by the way. We were not licking it.
You probably can't hear it in the car, but that's all right.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey, you know what? Speaking of, okay, I'm just going to detour for a second. Speaking about being in the car. So mom caught up on all the And she's in her work truck, so she has it real loud because she drives a work truck, which I saw her today, and she honked at me, and it made my day.
That's awesome.
But anyways, so the Halloween drums, she's driving, and she's like, what the fuck is wrong with my car? She thought the truck was messed up because the Halloween drums were like, boom, boom, boom. Because they start, like, quiet and get loud, you know? And she's like, oh, my God, what's going on? Okay, anyways, so, yeah.
Yes, success. Yeah. And hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
That's great. So I'm super curious now. So we talked about how many racks. You got great racks.
You got great racks.
You got a great rack.
They're hot racks.
They're hot racks. You got some hot pans. So, like, how many do you sell? I'm super curious on this. I think we have a lot of people that want to start their own business.
Okay,
I think
so,
they want to know what
it's
all about.
We have to mention also that a couple local restaurants.
That's what I was going to say.
Run us through it all.
So, per week, I actually have the bakery, as well as two local restaurants that I'm served out of. So on average, I make about 20 cheesecakes a week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a lot. Because that's a lot of slices. If you picture the slice that you get from a restaurant, it's not that big because it's so rich.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that's a lot of pieces you can
and
get out of one.
And when you have it with, like, caramel and chocolate chips.
Or strawberries and blueberry, whatever they want to do with the restaurant, right? Yeah.
A real popular one that I usually only do in the winter, but people tend to forget about in the winter is lemonberry.
Oh. Ooh.
You made those for that wedding.
So it's like mixed berry with the lemon zest?
Lemon
or?
Curd on top. It's literally just a plain cheesecake. And
so good.
Smother that baby in lemon curd and then just fresh berries all over
Oh, amazing.
Sounds so good.
So about 20 a week. And
about
that includes the restaurants?
That includes the restaurants and the bakery.
Well, that's a lot.
All different sizes, so that could include like, you know, the mini bites and stuff that I make too. But I'd like to get out to more, but that's just it. You know,
you're one person.
I'm one person. I am kind of getting to that point where I wish I could hire somebody, but I don't.
My
profit margin isn't high enough yet. Just on myself, with the cheesecakes.
Sure.
To bring on help. That's why I was joking around with the neighbor about
I thought I was gonna sneeze.
The daughter.
You're falling apart tonight.
I'm sorry. The neighbor with the daughter.
I don't know if you heard him the other night when we were in the garage, and I was like, I'll totally have her come.
She needs a job. Yeah.
But even if I had her come for like 3 hours at the bakery, gave her 30,
even to
40
just
bucks.
Wash dishes for you.
That's it. Yeah. It's the cleanup. Here, can you just mix that?
Shit.
While
I would go do dishes
this?
Just to have a piece of cheesecake on the way home.
And
I would drive all the way to
Woodstock.
No,
yeah. Send cinnamon you rolls. Home with one. That's just, I would rather pay
I'd be
you
like, can I come wash your pans and your racks for a piece of cheesecake?
You can wash my racks anytime, Meredith.
But you know what?
Everyone's
you know
rolling
what I
their
love
eyes right now.
You know what I love about our neighbor's daughter is she's, what, 13 now?
Oh, yeah.
And she's she's ambitious.
She's one that, like, wants to earn money. Yes. She wants to work. But God forbid you ask her to clean her room.
Oh, no, but she'll go clean racks.
You know what, though? That's exactly how, and I know my mom's going to listen to this one. Yeah. I'm on it. That's exactly how I was at her age.
My
room was a disaster.
Right.
You couldn't walk a foot without stepping on something.
And now your kitchen
you
is like spotless.
Yeah. Spotless.
Right. And the bakery's spotless. And
sweep and vacuum and dust my house every day.
Yeah.
I mean, my husband's allergic to the two cats that we have. That might have something to do with it. But
yet you still do it. There's other people that don't care.
But I do it every day.
Right.
And like you said, my kitchen, you know, don't come at me right after, like while I'm baking.
Of course.
Or like
right
after. Yeah. And that's just it too. A lot of those times I was making dinner while I was making.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy that you're at a bakery now.
Yeah.
Because then you can just walk away from it.
Yeah.
You know, you need to walk away from work.
You're not living in it. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not living in it 24/7.
Well.
You can't sleep one night and then you're like, I'll go make a cheesecake. It's like, it's not that easy when the bakery is somewhere else.
When I'm like, hey, it's Meredith's birthday. Can you make me some treats? And she's like, yeah, but I'm going to make them in my kitchen. I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah. That kind of stuff for sure.
Right.
So sometimes she has to bring work home with her.
If it's for friends and family.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, it's being out of my house, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That, and right. My boss has her schedule of things that she's got to get done.
Too. Right. Right.
Just yeah, like, when, you know, I did text her to be like, hey, you know, I've got a lot going on today, but I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can I come like before or after?
Yeah.
But I got to keep in mind that that's her prep day.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Because
right.
we're open the next day.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Does she sell items behind a glass too? Like cookies and muffins or whatever?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday we have cupcakes usually.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
So we'll have cupcakes on display. Saturdays we'll tend to do like Danishes.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to send you a picture of my cupcakes from my wedding shower too.
Yeah, I can't remember. Like
I don't think you were there.
I wasn't there, but I can't remember any posts about them or what they look like. I didn't realize that
that's
they were
really
from the
awesome.
Same place.
Yeah. That's yeah. really awesome. Yeah. Yeah. That yes. Because that I didn't even,
she's
again,
like
I said, I didn't
she
even
does
know
like
her then.
Amazing, like detailed she, yes. stuff. Yes. It's awesome.
Yes. Oh, wow. So fun. All right. So let's talk about all your flavors. What's number one? What's the, yeah, I want to, let's make everybody hungry and
see,
then they're all just going
to
start driving to Woodstock.
Keep count of is mm-hmm. I used to do like a post of like how many cheesecakes and like what the favorite flavor of the week was.
Yeah.
When I first started, it was a Samoa cookie.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
start from the very beginning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
of course the
only
the,
old
the OG,
people,
but
only yeah. old people know what Samoas are. Because now they're
called
something
now
different.
They're called, oh man, my coworker at work.
Caramel
called,
Delights.
Caramel Delights.
It's a Girl
exactly.
Scout cookie.
Okay.
Is, yeah, yeah, it's a Girl Scout cookie. Yeah. So it was a chocolate cookie crust, plain cheesecake, and then I toasted coconut, tossed it in caramel, slathered it on top, and then smothered that baby in chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Sauce.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That one was
holy
a,
shit.
I want cheesecake now.
And I don't like
holy smokes.
I don't like holy smokes.
That is definitely not sick.
And I don't like coconut.
Oh, I
but
love
I
coconut.
Love, but I loved Caramel Delights.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. There's air quotes.
I know.
Around.
Yeah.
That was popular for a long time. Now it's kind of a toss up because I just keep coming out with new things.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can really pinpoint a favorite. I did a Death by Chocolate Oreo.
Okay.
People seem to really like it, but then I got feedback that it was really, really rich.
Yeah. Okay. And
oh,
they can
sure.
only enjoy a little bit.
And they
bit.
Can only
yeah.
enjoy
yeah.
a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
So I kind of try to dial back from
that.
That
was what,
a little
did,
bit.
What did you make when we smoked meat?
I made a
that was a good one.
A peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man. So
I gave me like the biggest piece, and like we ate all this smoked meat, and she's like, "I made cheesecake too," and I'm like,
"I smoked
yes.
a like 11-pound
pork butt.
Pork.
Oh
butt,
yeah.
And had all the neighbors over.
Yeah.
And then I baked a cheesecake.
And I was like trying to eat this cheesecake, like, "Oh my God, I'm so full." But
well,
I'm
gonna trying to give it to all the yeah. kids, and they didn't want to eat it.
I know.
What is wrong? What is
they're
wrong
weird.
With the kids today?
They're weird.
I literally tried to offer them a peanut butter chocolate cheesecake.
Yeah. And they're like, no thanks.
And they, no
I thanks. Had enough butt.
You know what? It's
they didn't even have any butt.
It's because they're like weird about eating in front of people where we don't care. We're like, that's
they
delicious.
They're,
yeah.
they're teenage girls. Yeah.
I watched the one girl that puts all the gems on her face and then goes,
oh, yes.
Yes. You know, like
and
with her
scratches
nails.
Them. Yeah. It's funny that you're doing it with your mouth because everyone at home right now is like, what the
what?
Hell?
What am
she
I missing? I'm looking
she takes
at her
fake
like,
nails and she puts
what
them
am
out.
I missing?
Like, so she makes yeah. these
designs
on yeah. her face and she shows, you know, how she does it and it's unbelievably cool. I can't think of her name right now. I wish I could give her credit. But then like her next video is her like just doing ASMR and tapping them.
All the gems.
And then her third video or what, however, you know, sometimes she does the photos shoot to the photo, whatever.
Who did she?
And shoot the body shoot and then the like third or fourth video is her peeling it off
yeah
so yeah it's crazy
which and her face has to be so smooth right
it's so smooth but when she gets done it's a little bit red
yeah
like but her face is uh-huh. very smooth yeah. yeah yeah she's very pretty it's really cool what she does
I need that that'll wax my whole face
yeah
for
yeah
me.
If you know what I'll post about it if I can remember the name I just
yeah.
I found her on TikTok and then I see
her
on
before.
Instagram yeah. yeah I can take a look later but so
I bet if I look at my messages, you sent me one.
So. I'm sure I did because yeah. I was like, this is freaking cool. Yeah, it's not as cool as cheesecake. but it's cool. Yeah. And you wouldn't want to find one of those gem things in your cheesecake.
No, no. I actually have a funny story about that. But please we can get back.
No, no, go ahead.
Did somebody put a gem in your cheesecake?
Back is now.
No, it's actually about cake.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. So somebody ordered a cake and they wanted like gemstones on it.
Oh. Oh my God. No, you can't put something on there that you can't eat.
That's not edible. Yeah.
Well,
that's like the number one rule about food.
Then that's what they wanted. So we did it. And then their biggest complaint was
they were crunchy and breaking teeth.
Somebody almost broke a tooth. We're like, well, but
what? That's what you wanted. Why would you put something on a cake that you can't fucking eat?
If Abby's listening right now,
right?
She's like, oh no, rule number one, yes. All edible.
Abby, would you ever put something on a cake you couldn't eat?
Let
I
us
don't
know.
Think
Let
so.
Us know.
No.
I'm pretty sure she's going to agree that you don't do
It's one
do
thing
that.
To put edible flowers.
Right.
You know,
and
you
the
can
flowers were edible, but they wanted like a shiny gemstone.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And how can you do that in an edible
I'm product. Sure they're out there. But
so I guess my question for your baker friend would be, what would you have done that would have been edible?
Yeah. I'm sure it's out there, but
call
you
her.
Have to like,
call her.
No, I'm sure she's working, but I'm sure there's like, you probably should have had some kind of disclaimer. Like this will break your teeth and
right?
they're not real.
Yeah.
And it was on fondant and let's be
And nobody eats fondant anyways.
Thank you. That was exactly what my boss's thought was. It was on the outside of the cake and
she
it was
like,
on a piece of fondant.
Nobody's
going to
eat it anyways.
Oh, okay.
And
if
they do eat it, it's going to be a kid that's just going to poop out the little dime like
that.
Oh my gosh, here
we go with the poop again.
Because that's usually, and even I fed fondant to my nephews at my mom's birthday party, and they stuffed it in their mouth and they spit it out. Right.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
like, that's gross. Yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, it's.
Nobody eats fondant.
So what is, so your most popular cheesecake is what? Is the Samoa?
The Samoa cookie.
Okay.
Right when I started and now there's just too many. I try to tell
You know
people.
What? Because it's like every 2 weeks you change up your menu.
I was just going to ask that. Yeah. So are you do the menu or do you have people do custom orders?
I do the menu and then I have it open to custom orders. So my website actually has pictures and descriptions of every cheesecake
What's your
that
website?
I've made. It is, unfortunately, I don't have the domain name, so it's ktcakes20.wixsite.katiescheesecake.com.
Jesus, we're just going to have to post that
that's
one.
That's why I apologized before you asked me what it was.
Well, we'll
I
make sure we tag
disclaimer.
You because you're on Facebook and you're very active on Facebook, so we'll
All
make sure we tag you.
All my business cards have that original, so I thought if I the, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And what does the T stand for?
Katie.
Oh, so it's just Katie. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
Katie.
Okay. Okay.
Couldn't think of anything.
I didn't know
more
if it was a last
more
name
clever,
or not. Yeah.
So.
And that's very clever. I was just wondering.
I just go by my real name.
I just ask all the questions.
Nobody knows my real name.
Yeah. Well, we do now. She told us, but we're not saying.
It's two letters only, K and T.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the best part. Actually, you can just Google KT's cheesecake.
Yeah.
And it comes
up. Oh, and it
up.
Comes
That's
up.
Amazing.
Both my Facebook and my website.
So it's original.
Okay, good.
That's great.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I went through all that. That, to add on to the previous story, that was one of the hoops I had to jump through.
Yes, for a business license, right?
Yes, I had to get a business license, and you have to post your name, like the name that you want in the newspaper for like 3 weeks consecutively.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to pay to put an ad in the newspaper to put that name out there. So if somebody already has your name, that name registered, they can then see it and then contest it.
Okay, but wouldn't
you wouldn't, would, I know exactly where you're going.
Wouldn't
and
they
you would
know?
Think that they would have a registry of names
if
of businesses.
If they can track who has the vaccine and who doesn't.
Yeah.
I would think they can track.
It's because nobody wants
name that's
to
been
look
used.
I'm going to give you my lawyer's number, our lawyer's number.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have to do that.
It might be, but I had like a health.
And yeah, it's different. It might be different.
It's a different type of business.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, I had to get insurance. I'm sure
we do.
Yeah,
we have it all.
Insurance. I had to get the whole nine
yards. We're legit in this circle tonight. Yep. We're legit.
She keeps saying we. I just show up every week.
You're it. Without you, like, I thought you had COVID 2 weeks ago. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do without you? Who's going to be my co-host? Because I was only worried about me.
I was going to die.
I was only worried about me. I'm very selfish about this. Like, if I don't have you, I have nothing.
She's gone. She's gone. That's it.
That's it. I was almost going to, like, put out, like, you know, now hiring.
Oh, my God.
I guess.
Oh, that's so funny.
I was very worried, and I was very selfish worried about me.
That's so funny.
She says she
didn't know this.
Great.
Was an interview,
right? Shit, neither did I.
Katie's like, see you next week. See you, Cass.
Right? I'm out.
This could be really awkward when we both get home at the same time.
Yeah. I did bring you, don't forget.
Crap, I'm walking home.
No
Meredith,
way.
Meredith, you better give her a ride.
This podcast would be nowhere without you. Oh, you have to stay. So keep yourself healthy. Keep taking your zinc and your iron and all your handful of vitamins. Snapchatting.
C.
And
vitamin C, zinc.
Yeah, D.
Vitamin D.
Yep. Take them all.
That's
everybody.
Pretty much all I took.
Take your vitamins.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you put in your body, just take your vitamins. We don't care what else you do.
So will you give me your recipe, Katie?
That's a big nope.
Good, because I don't want to make them anyways. I'll just pay you to do it.
Yeah. And that's just it, is people don't realize, you know, sometimes they look at my price and they're like, ugh, you know, really?
They're a little pricey, but it's worth it.
You know what? I was going to ask her pricing, but it may change. So I don't want you to put it out here and then, you know, it's going to fluctuate during the seasons and
stuff.
It
has fluctuated a little bit, unfortunately, due to our current times.
But let's talk about. You know, the price of everything has gone up lately.
Right, right.
So you started out with 10-inch at $25.
Yes.
What's a 10-inch now?
10-inch now is about $55.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's, everybody, in 10 years, so what year is it? 2021. In 2031, we're going to call Katie and we're going to be like, so how much are you charging
now? How much am I charging?
It'll be like $145, right?
For inflation. A 4-inch personal.
Yeah.
But, personal
but
pan
let's be real, I was not charging...
For $150,
right? Of course. Now, did you have anybody complain? Like, you only charged me $25, you know, last year. Did you have anybody say that?
No.
Okay, so they realize what they're getting.
I will maybe get a scoff. Like, I did have my prices higher at the bakery when I started.
Yeah.
Because I don't think people understood. Like, I'm also paying rent.
Right.
You know. So yeah, I would have a couple people go, oh, really, for that size. So I compensated a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, my prices have definitely gone way up. It's not this no bake. It's 100% scratch.
I was going to ask you the difference between no bake and bake. What is
eggs?
Eggs, right? Okay.
I was literally just eggs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to bake them.
Yes.
No, nobody wants
gotta,
the health department knocking on the door.
But even still, for a no-bake, what a lot of people don't realize is it still needs to be refrigerated.
Yeah. Yes.
Cream cheese actually has a very short shelf life for outside of the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to say, are you serious? Because I leave it in my fridge for like 3 months
But
like, as long
actually,
as it's not moldy.
Yeah.
Actually, that's another good piece of little information is... Cheesecake actually lasts longer than most sweets.
Oh,
on the shelf
good to know.
In the fridge, which is why it's a good investment for restaurants and why a lot of restaurants like to serve cheesecake because you can freeze it.
Yeah.
And
let
serve
it defrost by slice. Yes.
Okay. Very good to know. I didn't know that.
See, so anybody who owns a restaurant that's listening, get your desserts from Katie.
You can freeze it.
Okay.
Wow.
Order in bulk. Yes. I can see that.
That's what one of the restaurants does. They order in bulk, and then if they don't necessarily need it at that time when I deliver, they just throw it in the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they bring it out when they need it.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that is. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
It doesn't change the consistency, the texture, the taste.
So what you're saying is I need to order a cheesecake so I can just throw
for
it in
yourself
the freezer.
And just throw it
take
in the
it
freezer.
Take it out. Slice.
I was going to say, slice it first.
Yeah.
Right?
You put little parchment paper between it or something maybe.
Yep. And then when you're ready, just one slice out.
Well, and I've heard eating it frozen, because I used to make
my
mini bites frozen, is like ice cream. Mine are too sensitive for that, too.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
But it's like ice cream.
It's got to be room temperature and almost like
falling
over.
You know what I want to do now is just take like a defrosted
monster.
And put a popsicle stick in it and then dip it in the magic shell.
I do that. I do that. That's not awesome. Frozen, but I would sell them as many. So
yes,
what I would do to try to up my minimize my losses.
Oh yeah,
is if I had any plain cheesecake left at the end of our short week at the bakery.
Yeah,
I would cut it in quarters.
Okay. Yeah.
And then what did I do? I stuck a popsicle stick in it and you I dipped it in chocolate and put some sprinkles on it.
We at the stores we call those shrink busters.
Yes.
Shrink busters.
Yes.
Yep.
And then I froze it. Yep. And then I would sell it the next week. Yeah. Because cheesecake actually has a longer shelf life.
Yeah.
So yes, it didn't sell and I'm not gonna keep as it a in whole, the same package.
Of
as
course.
A whole.
No.
Yeah. No. It's already been there in there for 4 days. So then I'm gonna cut it up. And now it's in an airtight chocolate package and it's frozen.
Yeah.
So people are probably like, I'm not eating a piece of cheesecake that's 8 days old.
Shut
really?
Up.
Yes.
You eat
you
do. Okay.
Yes, you and do.
You, and you probably
what's a piece
left
of cheesecake
that baby out
do?
All night long, too.
We're here. It's in like a,
just
a
like
kitchen
your pizza.
Commercial fridge where it belongs.
Right. I think, you know what? And that's one of my favorite things is to like troll
and
people
never
on
left
the internet.
The
that are like, oh, that's gross. And I'm like, really?
Please.
Like, you've never put your tongue up
it
your
never left the
butt edge.
So yeah.
Gross. I know. Stop I've it. Never done. That's so gross. I have never. Just so we're clear, I've
How
never
did we
eaten
just
Johnny's
get so
butthole.
Dark?
I don't
Oh, my
know.
God. You might have to edit that one out. Just
hey,
to
we're
be clear,
in trouble. We're in trouble.
I'm sure you do a lot more dirty things in the bedroom than, you know, eating something that's been 8 days old. You know?
You know.
Oh my God.
I have a surprise for you.
Woo-hoo-hoo. I would have never guessed.
Don't worry. I'll try
I
to
warned
help
her
you
this
as
time.
Much as I can.
She's always so surprised. So I warned her this time. I said, get ready.
I'm like, you can't have a cheesecake quiz.
Funtrivia.com does.
Fun trivia.
They do.
Cheesecake quiz. 10 questions. All right, let's see. Oh, let's see. Let's snap. See.
Hold on, I got to crack open a drink for this one.
You know, these are actually pretty good. So these are called
they are delicious.
High Noon Sun Sips. I have grapefruit. What do you have?
I have peach.
And what do you have?
Peach.
Yeah. Thanks peach. For bringing them. They're
Thank
very
you.
Good.
Delicious.
They're very good. Yeah. Check
if I don't
out.
Show up to work
they're
tomorrow,
gluten-free.
You know why.
No, they're gluten-free and only 100 calories.
Ooh. And we were just talking about them because
like
the White Claw.
No.
You
wanna
if
know,
I drink White Claw,
you
they keep
know
me
why?
Up all night.
What is it?
I bet you it's because White Claw has added sugar and this one doesn't.
I am up all night. I will have two White Claws like on a night when we record. I cannot sleep all night. Yeah. Like these, I feel like because they're vodka and seltzer water. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Bubbly?
Yeah.
I think I'll be fine, but I'll let you all
vodka
know at like 2 a.m.
Real
I'll text
fruit
you guys.
Juice, sparkling water,
I'm
and
waiting.
Natural flavors.
I'm determined to get it.
Damn it.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
All right. So this says... May have. So I don't know. I don't even know if they know this, but
okay.
Cheesecake may have been served as early as. Now it's going to give you a year and then the reasoning. Okay. So,
okay.
All right.
Okay.
So first one, 1605 at a celebratory dinner in Paris, honoring the popular King Henry, I-5 = 4. Mm-hmm. 1897 during a New Year's gala at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. Mm. I feel like that might
I
be
feel
it.
Like
New
that
York
might
cheesecake,
be it.
Quote
yeah.
unquote.
Yeah.
1880 when Philadelphia brand cheesecake was first marketed and its inventor needed to develop a use for its new form of cheese.
Okay, because
holy shit,
New
this
York
is complicated.
Cheesecake is like Philadelphia is
yeah.
you. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Wow,
okay.
This,
okay.
One, really, this okay. one throws you some
yeah.
balls.
Yeah. Or. Yeah. 1776 BC when cheesecakes were fed to athletes at the first Olympics in Greece.
No.
Can I throw you a curveball?
Yeah.
You want to say no right away, but it's that one.
It really?
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with Katie.
All right, we're going with the athletes. Okay. Okay, so it highlighted it orange, and I clicked next. It did not give me the
it
answer.
It doesn't tell us.
It's going to tell us
I think
at
you
the
have
end.
To go through the whole, yeah.
Okay, we're going, and then shoot. There's only 10, so okay. all right, okay. all right. What is usually the main ingredient of a cheesecake? Fresh cream, Limburger cheese, cream cheese, cake mix.
Cream cheese.
Can I answer sarcastically?
Sometimes we do them wrong. Wrong answers only.
It's cream cheese, but yeah. I really wanted to say cake mix.
I want to say Limburger cheese.
That's right. a like stinky cheese,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It is the stinky cheese.
Dude, I had a lady return it one time at Meijer. She was like, this cheese
smells like my husband's feet.
Disgusting. And I was like, well, it's Limburger. She's like, I don't think it's supposed to smell like that. And I'm like, Google it, bitch.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I had a bad return. Well, no, I didn't say bitch, but we'll talk
about
that.
Okay. Okay. Question number three.
Okay.
So far, you're good, I think. Let's see. Yeah, they just turn it orange, so I don't even know. It's not giving any hints.
That's rude. Okay.
Which ingredients are often used to make a cheesecake crust? You ready?
Yep.
Graham crackers?
Yes.
Oatmeal flakes?
No.
Cornmeal?
No.
Oatmeal mixed with butter?
No. Well,
here's
be.
The problem. They all could technically be.
Oh, yeah. And I missed this. I'm so sorry. This one said cornmeal mixed with mashed peas.
Get but out.
But it also says traditional, doesn't it?
For a traditional which ingredients crust? Are often used to make a cheesecake's crust?
Oh, cram well, that's not cram fair crackers. Because any of those ingredients could actually be used.
No,
however,
you ain't using no fucking cornmeal. To make
I have used oat
crust.
Though. I have used.
Yeah, I can see the oat. Right. I can see the oat, but it's graham crackers.
It is graham crackers. Okay. I'm dragging it.
It turned it orange. I'm not. No, you're good. This is what we do here. This is what we do. We drag all stories on. All right, number four.
Okay.
Some cheesecakes are baked in an oven while others are served unbaked. Huh, funny. We were just talking about that. What is often missing in an unbaked cheesecake?
Eggs.
I'm not even going to read them. I'm not even going to read the answers.
Labels.
What characterizes New York style cheesecakes?
Ooh.
Okay. Think about a New York style cheesecake.
No. And strawberries.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. They have a thin layer of chocolate mousse in the middle.
Oh, see?
They are rich, dense, thick, creamy, and unadorned.
Oh, my goodness.
They always have a caramel topping.
No.
They are never available outside of New York City.
Oh. It's B.
Yeah, B. Second
so
one.
So rich, dense, thick, creamy,
and
unadorned.
I claim that mine are New York style.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. That's a good thing. All right, number six. What helps make Italian cheesecakes special?
Ooh.
Ricotta?
I was going to say, can I answer without knowing?
Go ahead.
Ricotta.
Okay. Is it? Instead it's of cream ricotta. Cheese? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Prosciutto?
Ew.
Mozzarella?
No.
They have a much higher ratio of sugar to cheese than other cheesecake varieties.
No.
What
it's,
makes
it's,
them special?
It's ricotta.
It's the ricotta.
It's the ricotta. The
right.
Ricotta.
What kind of cheese
Gabagool.
Is you?
Sorry.
What kind of cheese is used in German cheesecakes?
Ooh. Mm.
Go ahead, you want to guess?
Guess it.
It starts with an S. It's
nope, I don't have that.
Schlangenschlaw. Wait, what no. is it?
Schlangenschlaw.
Schlaffenspiel.
Schlaffenspiel.
Wait, hold on. What was the
that
name
means
of the
beer and brats?
No, go ahead with
what's the name of the beer at Brathaus?
No.
Speckled calf?
No.
Oh.
Well, it's the schlock.
It's called
when
spotted
I saw that,
ham and schlager.
Oh.
Hammer schlager. You're like, that's what happens to me.
Schlocken okay. schlagered.
All right. What okay. kind of cheese is used okay. in German? All right. Okay. So it begins with a Q. Quark. Zenith. Quozar. Acme.
Ooh,
you
this
can
might
tell.
Stump you guys.
You can tell by our silence
ooh,
that
there,
we have no
there,
fucking
no,
clue.
No, there's another word.
What word is German? Let me think.
I think it's quirk, but I think there's another name for it. And
Zenith?
I think it starts with an S.
Well, maybe it's the Z one then.
Is it the Quozar? I'm sorry. It's Quosar. It's Quasar. I'm saying it wrong. I'm sorry about that.
Quasar.
Or, yeah, Quasar.
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 Oh, Quasar. No.
That sounds
no,
like that sounds German.
That sounds French.
It doesn't Acme. Sound like anything, okay?
Acme sounds, I don't know, like, I don't
like
know.
Looney
like,
a cartoon.
Like Looney Tunes.
Which of these is often spread on the top surface of cheesecakes? Caramel is not in it.
Strawberries. That's so
strawberry.
Lightly sweetened sour cream, grape jelly, ooh. Stewed plums,
ooh.
Marshmallow fluff.
Ooh.
And a
that's an often
New York?
Spread?
In
no,
a New York?
No, this is not
okay.
New York. This is just funtrivia.com.
It's sour cream.
Can I just say all of those sound delicious?
I am not a fan of grape jelly, but I would absolutely try it on one of Katie's cheesecakes.
I'm going to go with sour cream only because with a lot of recipes, especially with ricotta cheese cheesecakes, there's sour cream in it.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to do
I
that?
I agree with you on that.
So
okay.
I'm going to go with
that
sweet sour cream.
Nine.
Yeah.
We're almost done.
Why do restaurateurs like to have cheesecake on the menu?
Ooh.
All right.
Boom,
first of all,
baby.
Because it's Katie's Cheesecakes. Okay. That's not part of the answer, unfortunately.
Oh, shoot.
It's relatively inexpensive and simple to make. Okay.
That's not true.
And can be sold at a good profit. Most varieties don't lose flavor or texture if frozen, yep. So they can be prepared and stored in advance if needed.
Yep. Mic drop.
Cheesecake has a longer shelf life than most other desserts. Hold on. There's an all of the above.
It's all of the above.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I don't find it to be relatively inexpensive.
Well, prices have changed.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
depending on the
is.
Recipe, it is not that expensive.
Really?
When
like
it comes
need,
to
like,
a slice.
Yeah.
Time consuming.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Okay, so this is the longest question and answer ever that we will probably ever have on the podcast. Are you ready?
Am I going to have to make you repeat it? Because I forget.
You're at a dinner party and there's a luscious chocolate mousse cheesecake among the dessert selections. The 10-inch diameter cheesecake has a layer of chocolate, cheesecake slathered with a layer of chocolate mousse, all within a chocolatey crust.
Oh my God.
Hold on. There's more.
Oh Lord.
It's been cut into 12 servings. We're talking about a 10-inch diameter.
Okay.
And there's even a little glob of
so
whipped cream on
slices.
Each slice. Exclamation mark. Approximately how many calories are in?
Oh, my God.
Have you looked at me lately?
Too many.
Does it look like I care about
calories
what?
Are in okay so approximately how many calories are in one enticing serving of this chocolate mousse cheesecake? That was like a poem.
Give me the options.
300, yeah. About the same as a pint of half liter of milk. 780, about the same as 7 boiled potatoes.
What the fuck? Why do they compare it to potatoes?
970,
oh,
about
no.
the same as a dozen apples. That's not a comparison. Cheesecake
no.
and apples.
Cheesecake and potatoes is
1600,
any better?
1600, no. About the same as 1 pound of cheese, cream cheese.
I'm going to go with the 7.
Oh, 780.
780.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Because there's
I'm going to say 3.
3?
For 12 slices?
12 each, servings.
Each
no,
slice.
No, but keep in mind, I make 12 slices out of a 9-inch cheesecake. So those
oh.
are big slices.
Okay, and this is a
10-inch.
Oh.
And you're adding all the chocolate and, yeah.
300, 780, 970, 1600.
I'm going with 780.
Okay. You know what? I was thinking of a plain cheesecake. Yeah. I forgot I had a bunch yeah. of shit on
you
it.
You didn't remember
all
that stuff
no,
I just said.
No, because I start, it's my ADD. I start going,
she said chocolate mousse.
Okay,
all right, we're
yeah.
going
with
780?
The 780,
okay.
yeah.
All right. Submit my answers. Here we go.
How many did we get?
We
right?
got green, 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 green,
ooh,
green,
oh,
green.
Oh.
Ooh.
Which one did we get wrong?
German cheesecake.
Oh, shoot.
The correct answer was cork cheese or
what
Sommerlitz
is
Kassi or whatever. It starts with an S.
I said.
Yeah, that's the.
You
were right.
It
started with
I
an
knew
S.
It.
Yep.
Ich spreche Deutsch.
I'm
Mission.
Is, no.
So yeah. I knew it started with an S, and I didn't know the American name.
Yeah,
for
so
it.
It's S A U E R M I L C H K A S E.
It's sour milk. Yeah, it's sour milk.
Sour
kaza.
Milk. Yeah,
kaza oh, is cheese.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
sour milk cheese.
Sour yep. milk
is
kaza.
Literally the name.
90%.
Yay!
High fives all around. They can barely reach. We got a big table.
No, the way I'm
wow,
sitting.
Wow, you
the
did so
sitting.
Good.
No, that's good. Well, you
I
know,
am impressed.
I would have only gotten like 3 right if Katie wasn't here.
I don't know. I'm impressed. I'm absolutely impressed. So now.
We even got the calorie one right?
You got the calorie one right.
Oh,
it's
shit?
Just the German.
Good
but
job.
Really, she got the German one right. So really 100%.
Yes, yes.
She knew.
Yes.
She knew. I don't know
I
how to pronounce it.
It started
it,
with
but
an S.
That was amazing.
And as soon as you said it, I was like, oh yeah, sour milk kaza.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So good.
Son of a gun.
Let's talk about free cheesecake.
Ooh.
So we were just talking about the date.
Yes.
Yes.
So this goes live on November 12th, 2021.
Yes.
Got it.
And our listeners have the weekend to tell us. Well, first we're going to share a post that we're going to post about, right? Because we're going to ask them.
And it's going to say, this is the post.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all
it'll
it's gonna
tell
say
you. You're going to know.
This is the post.
So everyone's listening on Friday, or we have some people that listen Monday morning or
yep.
through the weekend or Sunday during
yep.
coffee. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
So you're going to share the post that we're going to post on Friday, and you're going to tell us what cheesecake Katie mentioned.
You have to hashtag
OG cheesecake.
OG cheesecake.
And what was that? I mean, you know, bonus points for what it was. So yeah, what is it? Yeah.
Bonus points for what it was. It was the OG is the graham cracker crust chocolate chip cheesecake smothered in caramel sauce.
There we go.
Caramel.
So
caramel.
Share our shit.
So you got to share it.
Hashtag it.
Hashtag it.
OG cheesecake.
OG cheesecake.
That's all we're asking. Share our shit. Hashtag
we
OG cheesecake.
Pick a winner.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, it has to be local because it's fresh. It's
we
cheesecake.
Cannot,
yeah,
I can't deliver.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, I'm
ship
so
it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But if you still want to share our shit and just let us know that you have, you know the answer because you listened, we're gonna give you lots
and
of
then
things.
Go out and buy
hey,
a piece of cheesecake.
You have a family member that lives out in this area and you want to send them a cheesecake for Thanksgiving.
There
yeah,
you
yeah.
Go.
Tag them in it.
Yeah, we are in McHenry County, Illinois. Yep. So that's what's gonna that's what we're gonna do. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's amazing. I'll explain it more online. I also just want to share something really quick that I thought was really amazing. So thank you, Linda, who listens. This is what she wrote to us today.
I love this. You sent me this.
I did.
I love this.
I did. Okay, so she's a new listener, and she says, I am loving listening to your podcast. I retired from my job at USPS,
United States Postal Service.
Yep. Mm-hmm. In July of 2020, 33 years at the same office. The last 25 of those years on the window.
That's
holy
amazing.
People.
That bless your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first 8 years were the Clopin effect as a government employee.
Oh, my God.
You guys crack me up. I have literally laughed out loud while listening to each one of the first 18 downloads. She puts, holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
It's a bunch of laughing emojis. Thank you. And then her and I.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Amazing. Amazing.
We love hearing stuff like that. Like it. Meredith sent me a screenshot of that and I was like, oh my God, I love it.
And then we did like some private messages and you know, she's like, she just, it was really great. So thank you so much for listening, Linda.
But that response though is exactly what makes you want to do what you're doing longer and keep it going.
It does.
Because it was those responses that I was getting from my local deliveries and just being like, oh my God, like, thank you so much.
Yes.
And you're the best.
Yep.
And you're great and you bring light and like, it's like, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Oh, so fun.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks, Katie.
This was so fun.
It was fun.
What a fun episode. All right. Go visit Katie at Katie's Cheesecakes. What is it called?
She's on Facebook.
Yeah, she's on Facebook and
if
she's
Google
in Woodstock.
Me, I'm in Woodstock at the
Sugar Circle.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, so fun. Thanks, everybody.
Yep.
Yay.
Happy Friday.
Bye. Talk to you next week.
This podcast is brought to you by NameTag Productions, LLC. Entire podcast, unless otherwise stated, written by the hosts. Drums, written and performed by my son, Steven. The Clopin Effect, a retail podcast. If we have to be all in this together, we might as well make it fun.